Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over time, we've probably, a lot of us have seen this, where you have a child of special needs among children who don't have special needs. And what's amazing is the kids who don't have special needs don't see the special needs of the child who does. They're blind to it, and they just accept them as another child, which, if we could do that in society, we'd be a lot better off.
And there's no greater love than a parent has for their child, and this is the case of George O'Donnell, who joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. First, George, congratulations for being one of our hometown heroes.
Thank you very much.
And the love of your son, Georgie, was the impetus for you to start the Friends to Friends League.
Right.
So tell us about Georgie, and this goes back to what, 1995?
Okay. Well, first, Georgie was our only son and only child we could have at the time, and Georgie was born with cerebral palsy. He was legally blind, deaf in his left ear. He had two heart attacks. He has hamstring lengthening in both legs, twice, Achilles tendon, spinal meningitis. The little guy had struggled through everything, but never once did the little guy ever waver. He was as strong could be. We were told he'd never walk and do all these things. Well, they were all wrong. So when you got into we got out into the public with him, though, there was not very much of an acceptance of our children. So I decided to start a league of bowling because it's a controlled atmosphere inside the buildings. It's either warm or cold. But I started off with six children. I now have 285 children.
Wow.
And what I did was I brought the kids together without disabilities to show them how much our guys have to offer. And I have one little boy. He's not a little boy anymore. He's 23, but he has 4 300 games, and he has cerebral palsy.
Is that right?
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. His name is Austin Dush. He is just a wonderful child.
George, would you agree with the synopsis that I started out with? The kids don't see the special needs of other kids like adults do.
Yes, I do agree with you. They don't. Elderly or older people, I'd say anybody in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, they have a hard time with it. Kids don't. Kids see right through it. They know that they're just children, want to have fun.
And one of the things you've said, George, all along is they all want the same thing. They want to be loved and accepted. They want to have fun. They want to do as many things as they can with the other kids, too.
Yeah, they do. That's all. All they want is acceptance. They just want to be part of the gang. Like my son and so many of the other ones, they'll never drive a car. They can't ride their bike by themselves on the road. They can't do anything. They can't just let's go out and get a Sunday today. They can't do that. None of them have that challenge or that driven stuff to be going out by themselves. We have to be led, and we have to show them the rights of life. And so I decided to bring all these other kids together to say that, listen, we can all have fun together. We all enjoy ourselves, but there's things to be learned by everybody. One thing our children have is there is no hatred. There is no prejudice. There is no bigotry. They know that. They don't have any idea about that stuff. So they look at a person from their appearance outward, and they adjust themselves to that, and they try to make friends and make love and spread their news everywhere, which is, I'm just a kid. I want to have fun.
You know, you could understand a parent who was experiencing a child with the needs that Georgie had going right into a spiral and feeling sorry for themselves. But you, in a poem that you wrote, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's called A Father's Thanks. One of the lines in this is, "Thank you, Lord, for his lack of fine motor skills, for it has taught me the value of mine and to put them to better use in helping him and others." So you see actually a divine spirit helping you to deal with and, in fact, improve the lives of kids who have special needs.
Oh, yes, definitely. you know, God works in so many different strange ways. It's unbelievable. I've been through a lot in my life. I went through a couple of years in the war. I've been wounded a couple of times, and I've done all kind of different things in my life. But dealing with him and these children have made such a change in my life. My PTSD is very severe, but when I'm with these guys, that goes away. I don't even think of it. I focus on them and the joy and the happiness that they have to share with the world, and they do a great job at it.
And I know you don't ask the parents for any money. Any kid can join. You do hope for some private contributions. So we're going to give you $1,000 toward Friends to Friends.
You have no idea what that'll do for us.
Well, we appreciate what you do for so many other kids and demonstrate that love is stronger than hate.
I can't go out and ask the people that are in the program for anything. The reason is when I started this thing long 22 years ago, there's such a breakup of marriages when children like our son and other ones come along. And everybody struggles. You deal with the concept of being with this child right now and all the problems him or her may have. So I can't ask them for anything other than to come and share and have fun with all my other kids. And to this date, I've never accepted a penny from anybody. And 100% of all the money that is donated, I go out each and every day to try to find some money, comes from donations. And nobody gets paid nothing. There's just me in the ballgame.
Well, we're happy to give you $1,000 toward your effort with the kids. Friends to Friends, George O'Donnell. We'll see you tomorrow night at our Hometown Heroes event. And God bless you, George.
Thank you, and God bless you guys, and thank you again for this high honor. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.